Gather round, listeners, for tales of our adventure we call life, told by three men, one with a voice for radio and a face to match, one that can only be described as a giant hairball riding a bicycle, and the last that spends more time on his knees than anyone you will ever meet. We bring you a weekly podcast where you can kick back, crack open a cold one, as we make our call to gather. Drinking team, assemble! Please note, listener discretion is advised, as some topics and language may not be suitable for listeners under 18. Welcome back to Drinking Team Assemble, everybody. I, as always, am your host, Boss Man Vaughn, joined by the rest of the drinking team, Fuzzy and Bic. What's up, boys?
What up?
Oh my god, I'm so excited. He's finally here.
I'll let you take it over, Bic, because I know you've been like about ready to piss your pants.
I was gonna say
one,
something, but I saw half the chub already there.
I'm so excited. We have our special guest, Sexy Santa.
Sexy Santa is in the house.
Just gonna adjust that mic.
Finally,
thank you.
One of our favorite listeners, Chad. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What's that?
I think this might be the biggest crowd that we've had.
But it's up there.
We've definitely packed this.
What
I like about this is besides I think probably Big Country, I think this is our favorite listener that has actually listened to every episode.
Correct.
Because like we'll have people on there be like, yeah, I listen, and then you start talking about an episode and they're like, oh, I haven't heard that one yet.
And not only is he a favorite listener,
but no, he brought up something that we he was like, last week's episode, I was like, oh my god, I love this guy.
Yes. Mustard Mike kind of dropped that on us, too.
I know.
That was a great time, and he busted my balls hard on that episode. And I loved it. So
I even listened to the hidden episode.
Oh, you
I
did?
I found it. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I love it. Yeah, that one that Spotify kicked us out on for some damn reason. And
I had to go on to Apple or whatever that was. Yeah. So.
And I'm sorry, my pumpkin spice rant was on point. Fuck you, Spotify.
That was a great one.
First one. Hey! Oh, it's in. Let's go.
Shit.
Just like the Iowa girls.
That's right. That was a hell of a game.
I know. I fell asleep about halfway.
Second half, Iowa girls.
I reminded myself halfway through that I don't watch basketball.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now we got to give Sexy Santa respect is due, because not only is he one of our favorite listeners, but he is also a content creator. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Well, basically I have a YouTube channel, Instagram, pretty much all of them, TikTok. Mainly my content centers around whiskey education, I guess. Sometimes I'll do a review, things like that. I also do EDC, so there's pocket knives, wallets,
I've seen the pocket knives.
Yeah.
You did a couple cooking things, didn't you? Were you teaching how to make the shotgun shell thing?
Yes. I'm trying to make those now that I watched it. Oh, dude, they were phenomenal. They were fucking phenomenal. So.
I saw that and I was like, well, he just stole my heart.
Oh, there we go.
And then, he brought his own quarters.
I brought a whole fucking roll.
He came prepared. We're coming in hot today, ladies and gentlemen.
And also, we brought.
Just going to dump half the damn thing in here.
Oh, just prepay?
Yeah, I'm just going to prepay.
Okay. Hold on. Easier.
Just let me know when I run out. That's okay, he's good for at least five bucks. Yeah.
I think that covers it.
That better cover it.
Yeah.
Coming in.
But yeah, no, we love his channels too, and you know, I did put a link to his YouTube channel on this morning as recording, and we'll put some links on the day this posts too, just because
you sell beard products too.
Do not talk while Sexy Santa is talking, Kyle.
Excuse me.
When he's talking, you don't talk.
I'm trying to pimp his stuff.
Motherfucker, you were talking.
I was trying to pimp your stuff too.
Well, I appreciate that. No, actually, I don't.
I didn't even cuss.
I don't sell beer products, but I do promote a couple of different ones that I like. So
perfect, and you know that's exactly the kind of content that we love, obviously. And
yeah,
so we appreciate you being here, man. That's we've been all excited about it. So
thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on here.
Excellent. I'm gonna be real with you for a second, Fuzz. I've been waiting this whole time just for you to interrupt him so I could scream at you because I knew at some point you would do it.
And then I interrupted you.
And you, I know, you interrupted me interrupting him.
I mean, if you don't get your weekly, you know, freak out on Fuzz quota, then you get a little pent up and you're kind of hard to deal with. I'm not going to lie.
You know how it gets when I get pent up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, then we end up with a half an hour of stuff on the cutting room floor.
Or masturbation.
I mean, actually, the half hour on the cutting room floor is pretty typical.
So in other words, you need to save some of the quarters for the swear jar.
I do.
For your laundry.
Well, you know, they switched it to this fucking app, and I can't even figure out the app, so I had to go to a damn laundromat, and then I got into a fight with this dude beating the shit out of a lady. This is a true story.
No, 100% true. He showed up last week, and we called it Bob, because he's got a second head growing on his forehead when he walks
up. This dude's beating the shit out of this lady, so I just, like, I was like, knock it off. And he looked at me funny, and, like, then he, like, slapped her again, so I just went up and beat the shit out of him, and then I had to deal with the fucking cops.
And his buddy hit you with
and
a...
So I'm really, what I'm really mad about, more than anything, is that they switched my, after I went and bought, like, a ridiculous amount of quarters... They switched my personal laundry in the shithole apartment I live in to this app, and I can't get this app to work. So, after the episode, I need your help with an app, Fuzz.
Got you. Got you.
Yeah, because it's not Pornhub, so he doesn't know how to.
No,
run it.
Long story. No, that's easy. You just Google Pornhub, and it pops up anywhere you want it.
Long story short, Bick needs
technical
support.
Sexy gilfs. What's is probably that? Not the search you should be.
That
doing.
Felt really judgy, and I thought we were brothers.
And also, how did you find his? His history.
Yeah. Whoa.
Where do I work?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's not, my internet isn't hidden.
Yeah. How do you think Sexy Santa gets his naughty and nice list?
Hey, can you stop by? Can you stop by and make mine secure before you head on your hour drive home?
Well, since I already have your passwords, you know, we're
Thank
good.
You. Is that a yes or a no? I'm confused. You can still look at it. I just don't want anybody else.
Listen,
dude, I am
know.
So scarred from looking at it already. You have no fucking idea.
Yeah, it just maybe.
Okay, but in my defense, some of that I was trying to look up dog racing. That's all I'm going to say. Then we can move on. What were you saying, boss man?
Well, I was just saying maybe all of your passwords shouldn't be Bic Rules 69 because everyone knows them.
Oh, is that not a smart idea?
Yeah.
That's how I remember
Maybe
it.
Change one or two of them.
Then
I don't know.
That's, he's got the other one, too.
Well, son of a bitch, I guess I need to change
big
mine.
Dick. Big Dick Bic.
Yeah,
we all know that's
no.
not true. I don't even lie to myself about the size.
Yeah, it's perfect medium Bic.
Perfect medium Bic.
That's perfect yeah. medium Bic.
There is nothing wrong with being average.
That's my man.
Damn right.
We're back to being brothers again. I'm fucking pumped. You guys know I'm pumped.
Oh, absolutely.
I was even messaging him on the Facebook Messenger, and I wasn't signing all of them Bic, because usually if they message us on the Facebook Messenger, I'll sign them Bic. But a few of those, I just like signed them like I was just like a normal person like you two.
Yeah, I had no fucking clue who any of you were. I was just like guessing.
Well, usually I sign Bic, but there was like two of them that I sent that I was like, I'm just going to be normal for once, because I was that excited to see you.
Yeah, so and he did ask me to pass on a message to you before he showed up, and I kind of forgot.
No more dick pics?
Yes. Well,
no, the dick pics are okay.
Yeah, he said he didn't say no more. He just said, if you're going to send him nudes, just include your face so he knows where it came from.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah I mean, I can zoom in on my phone.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Makes it look huge when you zoom in.
Well.
Huge-ish. How far are you zooming? You got to go, like, full blast.
Until I can see the pixels.
Yeah. That was a solid joke. Damn, that was great.
Well, welcome to the show, Sexy Santa.
Yes. Well done.
Oh, love you guys. God,
that's great.
I'm so proud of this man right now.
Oh, man.
I'm just getting started here.
Speaking of chat, though, actually. We did that too. So there was Vaughn and I were replying. Well, I was replying to there's a local celebrity in town that we were chatting with on our chat.
Yeah.
And she's messaging. I'm chatting with her. And all of a sudden, I see another reply from the DTA page. What the hell, Fuzzy? And I'm like, what? Oh, God, Bic jumped on. Like, I was trying to imagine that from her standpoint, too. I'm like, she has no idea what's going on right. There's literally two people talking to her on the same account.
Oh, yeah, and then I jumped in, but I at least did the hyphen boss man.
That's what I started doing.
So she knew where it would come from.
That's why I put the hyphen Bic. Now.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, we just confuse the hell out of people when we're all responding.
I just like to keep them guessing.
I just try to guess, you know, by context, and I was probably wrong most of the time, but
yeah, that's story betting of our 90% lives.
I'm betting 90% of the message you got were from Vaughn.
Probably. Yeah. Possibly, I do most of the responding, but they jump in here and there, and you know, then we all get confused.
Yeah.
So. And if it's giving somebody shit on comments, it's probably me. That's just what I do, you know.
Well, and now I've got you guys' phone numbers, so now I can live call in.
Oh, you can have my number.
Exactly. Yeah. I already gave him mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now I can live call in.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we were talking about it, doing a telethon to raise money for the new car Bick had to get since he wrecked the shitbox. So
yeah.
I'm actually sorry to hear about that, but at least now you're a beer savant.
I'm just going to tell you, I came out a cool $300 ahead in this deal. So
hey,
we're good.
So beer's on you tonight.
Let's not get carried away. I owe a lot of people a lot of money.
There's another bottle of beer.
I believe I'm one also.
Shit. Now I'm back in the hole. Thanks. Oh.
Well, there's another bottle of bourbon that I've been wanting. So if you know.
That sounds fair. I'll just get the bourbon and we can all.
Deal.
There you go.
I'll get a bottle of bourbon. We'll just call all the debts even.
Yeah.
It's not a
bad movies
envy,
and bros night with bourbon. Let's go. That sounds like a plan.
Oh, and speaking of that, I am sorry that I missed your guys' movie night.
Oh, that's all right.
I planned on it, but something came up, didn't it?
It was a good time.
Yeah, I think that was
a good time.
He's conferring with Mrs. Sexy Santa at the moment.
Yeah.
So.
I am. Yeah, the ex-girlfriend.
Yep. Kind of goes around, so
yeah.
But yeah, apparently. No, we will do another one because that was fun. We had a bunch of food, had a bunch of laughs with it, and the movie is just as terrible as I remember, which made it epic. So.
Oh yeah, no, that's.
And then went and did karaoke after.
Oh yeah, we did. Yep.
Which was fun.
Oh geez, nobody wants to hear me sing.
Oh, me either, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That's yep.
Absolutely.
She actually hates me watching that. So
really?
Anything stupid. I mean, Monty Python. I can't even fucking watch Monty Python.
Okay. What's your favorite Monty Python?
Mine?
Yeah. You can't count the show. I'm talking the movies.
Oh, I was going for the show.
Yeah, they do a lot of good skits.
Probably Life of Brian.
I love solid. Life of Brian. I'll give you that.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, everybody says Holy Grail. It's a classic. I love it.
But I'm sorry, Life
of Brian. But Life of Brian, come on.
I think the distinction between the two is that I think Life of Brian is a better movie, but Holy Grail is more quotable.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Without a doubt.
I also feel like Holy Grail, back in the day, must have gotten better advertising. Life of Brian, probably. I believe.
It was kind of their breakout movie. It was what really got them popular in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they were British only, and that's how we kind of had to watch them was on public TV.
Right, exactly.
You know, at 11 o'clock at night. So, and of course, I got to give props to my dad for that. He introduced me to it, and my black humor is just... It's
off the chart. That's how I saw most of the British shows growing up too. You know, it's Saturday night. You know, when my dad would be on leave for the Navy or something, because I grew up with my grandparents, but call them mom and dad. We've discussed that before, but we would stay up late and we would watch Red Dwarf.
Red Dwarf.
And then right after that would be classic Doctor Who.
Yeah,
you know, and then Benny Hill too.
Speaking of that, one of our fans. Ryan, Woody, you guys know him.
Okay, I thought you meant the one that always posts on our page and
he's just a Facebook fan.
Yeah, correct.
He's clearly never listened to the show.
Correct.
Yeah. He gave me his Vudu password, and he has all the Red Dwarfs. So I recently started a Red Dwarf rewatch.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot the beginning.
Oh,
like the very first episode,
There's
like 5,000 characters, and then episode two, there's three.
Yes.
They all died.
And then there was the huge gap in it, and they came back with those last two seasons, and they came in hard with those. Yeah. It was so good.
See, and I never watched those last two.
Oh, they're so good.
I think my favorite episode was when the guy who was like the kind of player guy, the mechanic dude.
Yeah.
When he hooked up with a girl in a different universe, but in that universe, guys got pregnant.
Yes.
And he ended up getting pregnant.
That was a good one. But how does that work if you get the snip then?
It's a good question. Well, that's they're talking about that.
I don't think it's meant to be thought of.
God, can you imagine that? Your testicles would be huge.
Oh, Lordy.
I already sit on mine. I don't need them any bigger or longer.
You know, mine slap my knee.
See, you get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to tuck before you sit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, when
that's
you don't. Ooh. We've all heard that, Vic. When you don't tuck before you sit.
No, it's happened on the show multiple times. Yeah. I mean, we get it.
This is true. This is true.
If you stand up too fast, it's like a Newton yo-yo.
It's like a pendulum.
Bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
Can you do that again, Fuzz? Just
bump, bump, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have video on that, but I just wanted
really
to see
good
you do it
for...
again. That's, yeah.
I walk around feeling like a clock. Ding, ding.
Right, right. Well, do you have grandkids?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
so you're not a grandfather clock.
Well, kind of. I mean, we got a kind of an adopted daughter into our family, and okay. She has two little ones. So kind of, yes. But...
Okay. Well, something to look forward to then. Just upgrade to that classic grandfather clock.
That was a long way to go for that joke.
Yeah. I mean, I said it earlier, but
I know, picked up, but it was a long way to go.
For Listen, that joke. Oh no, I heard
can't spit
it
gold all the time. All right, like even the major players don't bat 1,000 all the time. All right,
fair.
Come on,
it's fair. It's...
So, what are we drinking, boys?
There it is.
Yeah,
I even gave you the hint.
I'm actually still in body armor. Still, yep. Trying the health whole not drinking thing for the health issues. Yep, trying to be
fucking
healthy.
Loser.
It's you haven't during, made a single shot yet, Beck. No,
you know how hard it is to not drink during basketball season when I'm as big of an NCAA tournament.
Did you like ask?
March Madness
no,
fan.
No, I don't think
made.
I did. Either. Yeah, and I really can't
no,
relate
because you guys
I
never
don't
ask.
Care that much.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I get that. You don't care about me at all. I get it.
I love you like a brother, which is why I don't care.
Yeah.
As per norm, Bud Light.
Beauty. Beauty. Chat.
I am actually drinking Heaven and Hill Bottle and Bond 100 Proof.
Is that the one that we sampled ahead of the show?
Yes, sir.
That is delicious. That one's good. Good choice. Good choice.
That is good stuff.
Excellent. And I am drinking a Corona with lime today.
Nice. You nice. Hop beers. Like
I know. I never drink the same
like
thing.
Like fuzz hops dick. Like I just don't understand it.
The Corona's kind of my fault because he asked what beer I like. I told him, but then I said, but I'm bringing whiskey.
Yeah, but then it sounded good, so I'm like, okay.
Well, how do you go wrong with a Corona?
And then the delivery person dropped it, so.
What's that?
Oh, the delivery person did drop the beer.
Oh, yeah, so I
forgot about that.
So I tied one on last night with Matty Ice during the Iowa game, so I was a little slow getting up this morning, and so I DoorDashed some food and beer and stuff like that, and the poor gal pulls up, and, you know, she got the food out, and... She opened the sliding door of her van, and I guess the beer was resting on it, and so it hit the driveway and, like, broke. And she was, like, all panicking about it, and we were like, it's not a big deal. Like, I think only one bottle broke, and so I literally told us, you know, if it's only one, I'll still take it, because, like, I don't know if you guys get credit for that or if you have to pay for it or what. I don't want you to have to pay for it. You know, and she was making a bigger deal out of it than we were, and she's like, no, I'll go get more. And it's like, oh, okay, that's, you know, you could have left it, but she was sweet enough to go and get a fresh 12-pack, and now I have Corona.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
I might have one later.
Yep, well, they have a cooler over there, so we can hand them over. I've got fresh limes if you want to do that. So,
awesome.
Yeah. And,
I even brought shit to make old fashions if you guys want
you
later
did
on.
Not
I did
oh I love this
I'm
man.
Only missing an orange though but we can do with that
somebody where's, get on DoorDash right wait, now
where's my daughter you need to go get an orange stat how about rumor
where the fuck are you buying oranges remember I've already paid up for a while okay
yeah good. Right
we know
yeah
oh yeah
okay.
You put at least $5
bucks
in it, looked
like. I love
I think it might have been more than
fashion.
That.
And we'll use the...
Beautiful.
The heaven
I love
on that.
A good old-fashioned.
God, that does sound good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm not a gay man, but I think I'm in love. That's... I'm just saying. That's...
I dude, feel like we haven't even got to crack the other bottle I brought.
Oh. Listen, okay. We got to move on, because I can only get so erect here.
No, you know, my feelings are actually a little hurt here, because I called fucking dibs way earlier. I said dibs on his penis.
Okay, listen, I'm fine with sloppy seconds.
Shit?
I'm not a picky man.
I'm in love because he showed up and is doing my job for me this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, it's like, oh, cool, I'll just sit down. But on the other hand, you did feel the need to switch all of the mic cables before we started for absolutely no reason.
So I could color code.
Because we're color coded. I'm red.
Because I always, you guys
like
start coming in my
dog's penis. Okay, I'm blue. Okay.
God, I hope that's
so I know which one I need to adjust faster, because sometimes I don't have a lot of time to adjust you.
Drinking beer with me. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
You still with your weird
big shocker, big
mic stand.
Red.
Yeah, his custom shit. All
ah,
time,
finally.
Yeah. Nailed it.
I dialed in.
Nailed.
All right, so with that and Kyle's lazy ass,
yeah,
we'll start our lovely Irish tune and not bring it to, damn it, Fuzz. It's not even your section this week. Cut the shit. All right.
You know what, Fuzz? You've been a good boy lately.
Has he?
Have I?
Has he?
Shut up. You can sing the Bic intro when we get there.
All right. I'll allow it. Yes. I'll allow it.
Well, okay. See, I use like a rhythm and blues.
Okay.
So maybe start this with a rhythm and blues.
I got you. I got it.
Oh, I can guarantee you he'll send you like three choices before this episode. Oh,
yeah. Be like,
but that might change when you see what I brought.
Okay.
Well, now I'm curious.
Well, that's, my interest is piqued. So instead of Fuzzy's Weird Beer this week, we have Sexy Santa's Sultry Samplings.
Ooh.
I like that.
Oh, you didn't run any of that past us. That was good.
No, he just pulled that.
Jesus Christ, right? I mean, what the fuck,
man? This is how this dark place works up here. It's kind of a crazy thing.
Swing that ginger penis.
You say that, but that was one of your better ones.
It was one of my better ones.
That was one of your better ones.
I'm proud of him.
Like, a lot of times we look at you and go, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah,
100%. And you're like, I don't know. You'll have to rewind it.
Well, there's a lot of times when you say things like that, I just automatically pause, counting on you needing an edit point.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, I've said this before, but I am just as surprised about the shit that comes out of my mouth as everybody else.
Amen, my brother.
So that's...
me too.
Yeah. So anyway, what do we have, Sexy Santa?
We have... One second, I gotta grab it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does one of the interns want to help him pour?
Yeah, we do have a crowd. We have a large audience, I guess we could... Yeah.
Someone from the crowd help him pour? No, nobody move. I'm just messing.
Well, yeah,
I don't know how much you guys know about scotch, but
very peaty. Boss Man knows quite a bit about scotch.
I do enjoy some good scotch, yes.
So I brought an Ardbeg.
No, using those
okay.
This using one is called.
Actually, we're going to save those for the old fashions.
Oh,
sorry
never mind.
To interrupt. Our intern is asking which cups to use here.
Okay.
So.
Oh, just those because
we'll use those for the samplings.
Most people can't handle this one.
Oh.
My buddy who is 6'4". 320, I think.
Oh, man.
He had this, called me 3 days later and go, you fucker, I can still smell it in my nose.
Did you just hear what he said? I'm going to translate that for the lay people. And this was when the episode went downhill.
Yes. Oh, it went downhill before we started.
That's fantastic. Okay, so I got to ask, I'm assuming you heard the Hot Ones episode, right?
Yes.
When we all about died.
Oh, God, yeah.
So on a scale of
thank you.
Of zero to the bomb, where are we at here?
It's extreme? It's not that it's hot.
Well, no, I just mean like extremity.
Nobody understands you.
Okay, just continue.
On a scale of 1 through 10, how potent is it?
Oh, it's only like an 80 proof.
Oh, okay.
It's not hot.
Could have just asked what proof it was.
But in Scotland, there are 5 regions.
Okay.
This one happens to be an Islay.
Okay.
So if you know anything about Islays,
yep.
They are very peaty,
mm-hmm.
very smoky.
Mm-hmm.
This one ranks about a 48 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
For peat and smoke.
I'm not sure if I'm excited or scared.
I'm both. Terrified.
A little of both, yeah.
I'm terrified. I know how I do with Pete.
Was already trying to hide an erection, so that's all I'm going to say about that.
You're going
to
get a little whiskey dick?
I'm going to get a little whiskey dick for you.
That's not a good thing. That's when it just flops around in the wind.
I tell you what, I feel like whiskey dick is one of those terms that like is regional and it's per guy.
That's true. That's
because like some guys' whiskey dick means that like he just can't nut after 7 hours, and other guys' whiskey dick means he can't even get hard.
That's true.
Like,
that's
it's just,
true.
I don't.
And I
Little Bear was just incredibly uncomfortable as her dad agreed.
Yeah,
I said, just can't get
it.
Hard, and he said, uh huh.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Oh, you were the first one.
God,
yeah,
so Petey.
That's
just
a bitch,
from
isn't
the
it?
Smell.
What's that?
Oh, I just smelled it, and I can smell the peat.
Oh, isn't that glorious?
Ooh. Any of the crowd trying it?
Ooh.
You want to smell?
This one is called Ardbeg Wee Beastie.
Wee Beastie. Okay, got it.
I can already tell I'm going to hate this one.
No, I don't think I'm going to hate it at all, actually.
I hope nobody does.
Okay.
I smelled it, and I was
love
like,
whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm not a big scotch fan.
All right, we're handing it out.
Hold on,
did you already
I need
try
to
it?
Already?
Okay, I'm good. The crowd took some of mine.
I was going to say, the crowd jumped the gun here. We didn't even do
that.
Now, remember, whiskey is sipping, you don't shoot.
Yeah, this is not a shot.
Yeah, this is not a shot.
Yes,
Dad.
Remember what Mustard Mike taught you.
I know, do the breath thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
are we everybody ready?
No, we haven't cheersed yet, Fuzz.
Sorry.
Oh, you were smelling.
Yes.
I thought you were drinking. I was like, Jesus, bro, just yelled at the crowd.
Everyone have a cup?
Everyone that wants one.
Okay, fair.
I believe.
All right. Well, 1, 2, 3, cheers, boys. Let's give it a whirl.
Cheers. Oh,
I'm so excited, actually.
You know, it's not terrible, actually.
Oh, son of a bitch, that's good.
That I is not, love that.
I can feel my acid reflux already hitting, but...
Hey, yeah, amen on that, but...
I got Tums. It's okay.
Oh, just wait. It takes a while.
Oh, this... Okay.
Yeah.
You like, see the smoke.
Hitting. Yep. Oh.
It's...
Yeah, it's subtle after a minute, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just heard one of the studio audience say it tastes like a cigarette.
Yeah. You'll get that one.
We had it taste like a cigarette, and then I was also whispered it tastes like smoked pulled pork.
Yes, that is, yes, very much so.
I actually they liken
this to mermaid's bathwater.
Mermaid's bathwater, well.
God, I just went back for the second. It's better on the second.
See, now I'm excited
but
about
the
principle of a mermaid bathhouse, too, but...
but what's the point? Like, where do you stick it in the mermaid?
Depends on if the top half or the bottom half.
The fish hole.
Which half is the fish half?
I mean, you know you're solid for a BJ, at least.
True. That's
I mean, this is actually covered in an episode of Futurama.
So do I.
There's an episode of Futurama where Fry tries dating a mermaid.
Oh, that's right. Then they go to have sex. Yeah.
Yes, and she's like, no, I just lay my egg and you fertilize and come
going
back.
With another sip on this. This is good.
I've already went back for sip three. Mm. You go for the blowhole.
All right. The audience is chiming in on this. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
The anatomy of the mermaids. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Were we not supposed to like this? Are you disappointed?
No, I actually am glad that you guys
like
that.
I mean, yeah, your lead up was kind of like, we weren't gonna, but
oh, I like.
But
this a lot,
I've had
actually.
So many people try this out of my bottle, and they're like, "Oh my god, what the hell did I just drink?"
Oh no, that smokiness is.
See,
awesome.
And I don't normally like scotch.
See, but I've been going like real.
Like this.
I've been going like real small sips. Do I need a bigger sip?
No, that's fine.
Quit drinking cheap fucking shit.
He's not wrong.
But that's actually.
I drink good whiskey, but I don't know that I've ever had.
Do you? Know?
You know, I have had. Oh yeah.
Do you?
Oh, I do.
Oh, no, no. Fuzz spends money on his alcohol.
Okay.
So
that's where he splurges. He's not like Bic, where it's like, let's just have Bud Light and well vodka.
Scotch is one of those where you cannot skimp.
No, absolutely
not. No, you can't skimp.
Scotch, unfortunately, you have to go for the higher price categories.
Absolutely. Oh, otherwise, it's trash.
Yeah. Oh,
oh, yeah, because, I mean, if you're drinking McCormick's, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll agree with you completely on scotch. I do think whiskey, though, there is a range that's like that mid-range. You definitely can't go cheap whiskey.
Dude, I've got an $18 bottle at home that we did a blind on in my whiskey club.
Yeah.
And it kicked everyone's ass that was like $60, $70, $80, and it's an $18 bottle of Old Tub.
Okay, sorry, we had to take a quick break. Some of our studio audience had to take off, so we didn't want all the garage noises and
Someone
stuff like
pee.
That. What just happened? Damn it, I missed it.
Only the crowd caught it. It won't even be picked up on mic.
Nope.
Okay, well, excellent.
My countdown.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I saw that. I just chose to ignore it.
So. Not everybody else.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, sorry about the break, but we were sampling this glorious beverage here. So, let's, I don't know if we need to say anything else about it, but let's go around and do our reviews of it.
Just say it.
Where's that bottle at?
Where did the bottle go? Oh, right here. Gotcha.
Right there. What's this one called again?
You ain't fucking stealing it. Come on.
Yeah.
Let us take a picture.
I can't remember, but I think there actually might be a story on the back.
Oh!
Let's see. Okay, let's see if there's a story.
Bonus points.
Because that may affect the review, so...
It will absolutely. Reflect.
I'm old. I gotta peel up my glasses here.
Okay.
You're like Kyle. He's so good at reading things.
Every time I try to read it, I'm like, I can't. Hold on. Let me get this further away.
A monster of a dram, young and intensely smoky, with a rich, explosive mouthfeel of chocolate, tar, and savory meats.
When did
cracked black pepper? And sappy pine resin on the snout.
Okay.
Why did they write about me?
They had you in mind?
They had me.
We is in the name.
Were you the explosive mouthfeel part? Or
you damn right.
Okay.
Who goes first now since it's out of order?
You know what? We'll just start with Fuzz and go around the table. Kind of like the what are you drinking?
All right,
we'll just go with that.
I actually really enjoyed it. I don't normally like scotch, but I liked the levels of flavor you get out of it, the way that it just kind of sits and you get a different flavor as it goes. Left that smoky flavor, which was good.
Mm.
That was, I think, my favorite part of it. So I'm going to go with a 0.75 because it did kill my acid reflux. So I'm going to...
Okay, so gonna, it loses a quarter for the acid?
For the acid reflux,
I gotcha. Okay. I'm going to come in real close to Fuzz here. I like the design on the bottle. There's a quarter from Bic. Had kind of a story. There's a quarter from Bic. And then flavor was there. I'm just not like... I'm a simple beer dude, so I'm not going to give it a full point on flavor. So I'm going to go 3/4, I feel like.
Okay.
That's fair.
It's a good
fair.
Solid that's 3/4 from me.
Yeah. All right.
My turn?
Your turn.
Well, it's whiskey. It has the smoky, the peat, everything that you would love about an Isla whiskey, just pumped up to 10. I give it a full point.
Okay. Fair. Okay, we're coming fair. In strong.
Yeah, and I'm still sitting.
I know you're still sipping, yeah, but now it's your turn to talk.
It's just so sweet.
It is. And then
and with all that peat and smoke, you wouldn't think you would get that much sweetness out of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, it's very that was sweet what up front, me. And then yeah. as it kind of sits and lingers, then you get that full smoky flavor. And I love it. I honestly
it's like sitting around a campfire.
Yes.
And that's and exactly honestly, it.
Yeah.
The smell get, through yeah. me too.
Yeah, and the smell is good too. So I mean, honestly, I'm giving this one a full point. I love it. I love the I love the description. I love the bottle. The flavor's on point. This is fair. My kind of drink. So I mean, because you guys have seen me get scotch and stuff, and I've had you try it every once in a while. That I love this. So
is that 3.5 out of 4?
That's 3.5 out of 4.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty solid review rating. For the drinking team.
That is especially that is for solid. Your first whiskey rating.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the first point. Time we've that's sampled a whiskey. Point. So
all right. So Sexy Santa, I got a question for you. What's your favorite whiskey?
Maybe we
it
should.
It varies. I have to admit because there are so many out there that I'll probably never get to try them all.
Yeah.
I just have a current favorite,
but I'll have fun trying.
So what is the current?
My current's the Heaven Hill bottle of Bond 100 proof that I'm drinking right now.
Yes, which is also really good.
Yeah.
It's just there's so many variables when it comes to whiskey, bourbon, rye, scotch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Irish whiskeys that.
Yep.
If you were to say, well, my absolute favorite is this, you might be missing out if you're not trying something else.
Oh, agreed. 100%.
Yep.
I think my current favorite is Mississippi River Distilling.
Which is?
Cody Road.
Oh, yeah. Cody Road. Road's very good. Yeah.
I think that's my current Cody Road rye.
Yeah. See, and I'm not a huge rye guy.
I'm not normally, but that one I really like because the way that they do it in the age it less in a smaller barrel.
Yes.
So that one, a phrase I never thought I'd hear.
Yep. And
I'm not a huge rye guy.
I'm kind of upset at myself because one of my current favorites, because I usually get a bottle around the holidays and stuff, is the one that's sitting over there. Is
the one that you're not allowed to touch right now?
Caribbean cask.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
My ex-girlfriend, actually, last year when she went on a cruise with her girlfriends, she picked me up, surprisingly enough, a Johnny Walker Black.
Okay.
But it was a Caribbean only distributed bottle.
Ooh.
Nice.
And it has a little bit different flavor than a normal Johnny Walker Black. You.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And it's phenomenal.
That sounds good.
So if I can find it when we go on our cruise later this year, I'm gonna pick up another bottle of it.
Hell yeah.
Because it's a triple cask, which is
so we'll bring you back when you have it. I'm just kidding.
Well, motherfucker, I hope you bring me back more sooner than that.
Speaking of, before we move on, quick point.
Okay.
Should we start calling him by his name since he is a content creator? That way it gets his name out there more.
I mean, I have called him Chad a couple of times, but yes, this is Chad Oliver.
This is Chad Oliver.
And we'll put a link in the
That way his name recognition is at least getting out on the episode as opposed to people... Which happened already today, trying to look up his stuff, is like, there's no Sexy Santa on YouTube.
Yes, and he does not. Sexy Santa was a nickname coined by Bic on this show. Yes. just want to point that out.
It is
a drinking team only nickname.
Okay.
Which I will take it, because normally I get either Biker Santa.
Oh, that's good.
I like it. Damn it.
That's a good one, too. Okay, I can see that.
Or I get little kids walking up to me and saying, are you Santa?
Right.
And of course, you know, when it's the little kids, you got to be nice and go. So, and normally,
I just work for him.
No. Well, normally what I tell him is, no, I'm actually his twin brother. I'm just out here updating his list.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That is good.
I like that.
But
one.
Then if parents come up with them and they go, my son wants to know if you're Santa Claus.
Right.
And I go, no, I'm actually his evil twin brother.
Perfect.
I am the cigar smoking. Whiskey drinking, foul mouth version, Scott Claus.
It's Fred Claus. Remember Scott that movie with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, but no, I'm Scott Claus because I'm way worse.
I love it. I love it. But for all of the ladies that listen to this show, you want to be on this Santa's naughty list. So
how are you tonight?
But yeah, so that was that 3.5 out of 4 stars for the drinking team.
That's a good one.
Thank you so much for bringing that.
Oh, no problem.
It's so good.
I'm still enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Me too. So, yes.
And what was the name of it again?
It is...
Oh, it's right there. Never mind.
Ardbeg Distillery.
Okay.
And this version is called Wee Beastie.
Wee Beastie.
Wee Beastie.
Now, just like so many other distilleries, they have varied versions of their whiskeys, their bourbons, their ryes, things like that. This is one of them that they put out 4 years ago, I think. It may have been longer than that, but that was when I was introduced to it. And they wanted to put out something that was over the top when it came to the peat and smoke.
Okay.
And they nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, mermaid's bathwater.
I love it. The only thing that would have made the review with this one any better is if we could have gotten Karen Gillan to announce it.
There you go.
You're not familiar with her?
No.
Scottish actress. She played Amy Pond on Doctor Pooh.
Redhead.
On Doctor Who. Doctor Pooh, Jesus.
Doctor Pooh.
That's a different show. On Doctor Who.
She's also...
She plays Nebula in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, she plays Ruby. What's her name in the Jumanji movies?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Ruby Roundhouse.
No, I am familiar with her.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
I'm shit with names. So.
No, that's okay. But yes, one of our favorite Scottish actresses.
When you said redhead.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Little Santa perked up, so.
Absolutely. And that's why I would have made this one just a little better. So, but anyway.
What you been up to, boss man?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because this week.
That's my one job.
We are back to.
You're damn good.
The third installment of Dear Boss Man.
Hold on, time out. Do you want to try it? We can edit it. Ask him what he's been up to.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Boss Man. What have you been up to?
Thanks for asking, Sexy Santa.
So much better.
We came in hot on this one.
He sounds so much better than you do when he does that.
Everybody sounds better than me at this job. I don't know how.
Well, I'm trying to be as sultry as Boss Man, but I don't think I'm quite.
You're giving me a run for my money. I'll give you that. That's
well, that's years of smoking cigarettes and cigars.
So. That's fair. You got one or two on me, so.
I don't know whether to be offended. Or is that a compliment?
That's a compliment. You know, it's the resounding sound of experience. Oh, sorry. That's it.
Well, there's that raspiness in my voice, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to hear him sing some blues, like just smoking a fat cigar.
Could do this for once if he's game. Come in with two lower octaves. Drinking team.
Assemble.
That
was a beautiful moment.
Like, that's, fuck that. I, that got probably, me erect.
I don't even care if it was good. It was a beautiful moment.
That was good. I think that's our new intro music.
That was good.
That is it our might new be. Intro music.
Season 3 premiere right there.
All right. Dear Boss Man.
So, we have quite a list today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Asked and the listeners responded. So, we've got quite a few to go through. I don't know if we'll get through all of them. We'll see kind of how the time goes because. It's not like we won't have more episodes, so there we go. But this one came out. I can't remember where this one came from. I think this is the one that you gave me, Bick.
Probably.
I don't know. Dear Boss Man, what is our pre-show warm-up routine, both individual and as a group?
Andrew. This came from Andrew.
Oh, that was from Andrew. Yeah. Okay. What's up, Andrew? You know what? I'm going to let Fuzz start just because.
Oh, well, in this case, our pre-show routine is I show up a little late because I don't like to clean.
I'm glad he said that because I was going to call his ass out on it.
So. Oh, no, too. He stole it from me.
And also, a lot of times on the way here, I realize that I didn't grab a weird beer yet, so I have to stop at Hy-Vee or wherever on the way.
100%.
Grab a weird
beer. He's just dropping truth bomb after truth
grab
bomb.
Grab a weird beer.
I'm kind of proud of him for this because I was going to call him out.
Or I could drop a truth bomb on Boss Man.
Oh, Lord. Ooh. Do it.
Yes, please.
He was going to bring the weird beer this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was.
I will own up to that one when it's my turn. I'll tell that story.
Okay. Yeah. I won't give it up yet.
No, all right. Yeah, I forgot. I was actually going to tell that story on the sample.
God I brought a whiskey.
Sorry. Sexy Santa came to the rescue.
Well played, Chad.
Saved my ass.
I even brought a weird beer YouTube. Just in case we needed it. But, and then I show up and I hook up the equipment or swap out whatever we need to swap out.
That was already hooked up.
A lot of times we have to move it. Sometimes we have to, if we've done a remote or something like that, we got to hook everything back up.
Okay, that's fair.
If the garage has been cleaned up recently, stuff gets unhooked.
Clearly it has not.
No, it is not. Not today. Today, I got new cables, so I had to swap those out. Then while I'm doing that, Bick and Boss Man smoke and give me shit about swapping cables out again.
Well, let's correct that, because since Bick quit smoking, I smoke and he douche flutes.
Wander. Right.
So, oh, yeah, the douche flute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really good at wandering.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And then actually today, Bick helped me run cable.
So I did.
Fuzz needlessly changed all of our mic cables.
Not needlessly. Because there was nothing wrong with them. I need to be able to figure out which one of you is talking quicker.
I'm actually going to defend Fuzz on this.
Okay.
Because I know he has ADHD.
I do
as well.
Okay.
I do.
There. You know how many times I've set up for a video?
Yep.
And it's already set up in my Cigar Whiskey Rooms YouTube studio.
Yep.
And my ADHD ass will constantly go, that's not quite right. And fucking move it a quarter inch.
Thank you.
And then reset up cables and everything and lights and readjust lights.
Every time we record, there's something I want to do different.
Are you two of relation? Because this sounds identical to what
if it's ADHD, then yes, there is a relation. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And dyslexia, unfortunately, comes right along with it.
Bick's very dyslexic.
I really am.
Yes.
I can literally read, and we're going off on a tangent. I'm sorry.
What we do.
No need to apologize. You've listened to the show. Like, that's it happens all the time.
So I can literally read numbers backwards.
See, I'm letters, but I get it.
Oh, I am numbers.
Yeah, I go, I had to learn to read, speak, and write as three different languages because none of them match in my head.
Yeah, no.
It's annoying. Right.
And, you know, have you seen the TV show Will Trent?
Yeah.
Okay, when he sees letters,
uh-huh.
That's how I see numbers.
Okay.
Literally. Okay. I kid you not, when I saw that, I almost cried.
And if you don't know that show, listeners, Google it.
It's a good show.
No, I seriously.
While you're Googling, also Google Chad Oliver YouTube channel.
Okay, now this is just getting weird.
I'm sorry. Fucking friendly.
I'm sorry. Did you say to Google Chad Oliver on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that one more time? That. Chad Oliver on YouTube?
Chad Oliver. Whoa, almost hit you.
Thank God I finished that whiskey sample because you almost knocked it over. And that would have been fighting words.
Oh,
that's just, yeah.
It's not like it would have been the first time we've knocked shit over at this table.
Also but you spill whiskey in front of me.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, I'll give you that. On. You're an aficionado. I get it.
Yeah, hey, it's Bick. On.
Chad Oliver.
I got my mouth full. Come on.
You can time that perfectly.
On YouTube.
If you didn't notice, like, he told you to go first so he could stuff his face.
Yeah.
But I digress. I interrupted Fuzz. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. then we just sit down and we BS. We actually record probably 10 minutes of content before we actually start the show.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Every depends. Edit, I cut like maybe 10 depends. To 15
maybe
minutes.
Maybe more sometimes. Yeah.
I feel like there was one time we were going for a good 45 minutes when I was like, why don't we hit play? This is gold.
Yeah.
And then we realized we hadn't started recording
it earlier was awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And it just happens.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm finally calmed down.
I know.
Yeah.
You're much more comfortable.
Yeah.
If he wasn't picking up on the mic, Fuzz would have yelled at him.
It's a safe space. We just chill.
And nobody saw that, but my wife had to actually direct my head back towards
that. That is one of the things that we always have to tell guests when they start is like talk into the mic.
Correct.
So that's part of the reason we do the pre-game routine.
I think the only one that has nailed that was Tyler. And then he explained because he had mic training.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because he's like,
well, I went to college for it.
Semi-pro kind of thing.
I use wireless mics. What the fuck? I'm not used to this shit yet.
But this is how you're supposed to look for a podcast.
Okay. But you know,
I mean, is it or are we just low budget podcast?
Both.
I mean, that's the kind of, you know.
Well, we are sitting in a fucking garage.
I love this garage.
I'm not
complaining.
This is our environment. You know,
that's
we're at home here.
Because I want to get this one out.
Okay, do it.
I had somebody see my YouTube studio and go, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? This is
yours is actually impressive. Mine's like you know, dude, you need to clean that shit out. That's
it's like, are they going to film an episode of Hoarders next?
Yeah, maybe. That's a solid possibility. Right now,
but you know what? This is actually what my basement looks like because of my kids. So.
That, okay, that's fair. That is fair.
I have to point out, like, within reach right now, there actually is a heater sitting next to a gas can. Like, that's the...
Oh, over there?
That is,
but yeah, that's the heater that doesn't work.
And that's what worries you?
However, it is unplugged and broken. So
okay, we're good then.
The chance of igniting
double,
it.
Double doesn't work.
Correct. Like, if you can make that happen, just, I will be impressed. That's
the kind of, like, here's the funny part is I think I put it there.
It's fine. Just, let's, we love
just
that.
That's the kind of environment that we record in.
So I have a very specific regimen. And you guys, well,
I know
Boss Man catches the end of the regiment, but generally speaking, I'll get in the car and I start driving here and I will turn on a song that pisses me off. Lately, it's been some Adele.
Okay.
And it starts to get me in the Hello? Big mindset. No, it's more of like a, I set fire to the rain. Okay. That's all. I don't know the words.
Nailed
but I'll hit a song that really Mike. Pisses
really.
Me off.
Not really.
And then I'll flow into something heavy metal, like give me some Metallica or you know something along those lines.
All right,
overrated. Man.
What's that?
Overrated.
I'll agree with you, but just something simple to keep the rage, the emotion going. And then right as I'm pulling in, I try to pick something along the lines of like some CCR to level it back down.
Yeah.
So I just have a quiet range.
And that's usually when you're popping down the driveway.
That's
too.
When I'm popping out the driveway, singing out loud too. Little Tom Petty sometimes. I think that's what was today.
Okay.
Pulling some Tom Petty. I was, and I'm free. And then I come in here and I clean up after you pricks, along with Boss Man.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a tag team effort.
Excuse me.
Then we tag team clean up and then we sit around. Yeah. We sit around and shoot the shit until Fuzz finally shows up.
Let's be honest. If I showed up on time, you guys would be like, what the fuck?
The one time you beat me here, it scared me.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell us you're dying.
But to be fair, I was actually later than everybody else. So.
You drove like 6 hours.
I was
going to
say.
I didn't. That 6 hours.
It was like 7 probably. I
Jesus
don't know
Christ,
how long...
you're a new fucking map. Do you know Iowa at all?
I can't.
You know, he's a carpet guy.
I'm dyslexic.
So, you know, he can read a tape measure, but past that, he's screwed.
That's, well, as long as I'm hella good with 6 inches, I'm sure he can read.
I'm great with
it.
You
blueprint.
Don't want to know Bic's version of 6 inches. And ladies, no. I apologize to all of you. That's
no, that's 6 inches, isn't it? Visual that's, jokes don't.
Yeah,
work
visual
on
jokes don't work on
Cut
audio.
That out.
If nobody else caught that, that was about 6 centimeters.
Correct.
Oh, centimeters, inches.
You mean millimeters?
Tomato, tomato.
Fuck you, Fuzz.
There
yes,
he is.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, Chad. Yes. You're welcome back anytime
he
you
is
want
now
to make
officially
the trip.
Part of the team.
Yes. I actually believe Chad Oliver, follow him on YouTube if you haven't yet. I actually believe Chad was one of our first guests that we voted in as an official member of the drinking team before he ever got to the studio.
Fucking A. Right,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 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 We were like, we love this 100%. Guy. He's going to be part of the drinking team.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody else is still kind of up in the air.
That's
I
accurate.
Said I didn't say you. The crowd's giving me a look.
Yeah, so
before we actually
some of our drinking team all stars are in the audience
Christ,
and they got
looks
a little
could
bit.
Kill.
Oh, absolutely. He's a pro at deadly looks. That's drinking team all star Michael in the studio audience today,
he's
by the way.
Not, that's so. The
Michael's
look.
Still pissed.
He's
holy god.
He just knows that gets me turned on.
He's Italian. This will go on for years. He holds a grudge.
I have to say, Michael.
He won't forgive me.
Okay, that was kind of good, sexy. Fuzz. I'm not going to lie.
That was good. Okay, so skip the it being part of the podcast. What's your pregame for your YouTube stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
His wife rolled his her eyes.
Well,
annoying, that's what it is.
I hope that picked up on mic.
I can almost
I
guarantee
really
it was on
it
my
did.
Mic at least.
My ex-girlfriend, soon to be ex-wife.
Oh! Half, motherfucker.
Half of what? We got nothing.
Not half the beard.
No. It'll grow back.
Dude, all we got's debt. You want to take half the debt, honey? You go right ahead. I love you, but, you know.
Oh, now it's an I love you, though.
Jesus. YouTube is a kind of a little bit of a different beast because for me, it is usually a week of research on the subject I'm going to be talking about.
Way more prep than we do.
Yeah.
What's reading over it times, getting all the facts, and then still fucking it up and having to look back at my script and then just winging it from there.
Yep.
I'll be honest. I've found that if I'm more conversational, my videos do better.
Okay.
That's very fair. Yeah.
If I do a line by line reading of my script,
People can do tell. As well. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why we don't script this show.
Yeah, no. I totally agree.
Well, we had a big talk. We're not allowed to do lines before the show anymore either.
That was a cocaine joke, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I was really disappointed in that, too. He said, no, put the coke away.
Listen,
the problem with it is I have this giant nose.
Yeah.
So they just like.
Yeah, he Bogarts it. That's just.
Yeah, I felt that in my ass earlier.
Yeah, you did. That was my nose, wink.
Okay. Well, it's never doing visual winking jokes over here.
Trust me, I know.
It's true.
Sadly,
but truly, I mean, once I finally sit down, it's once I get all the lighting situated, the audio levels checked, then it's sit down and figure out how I want to do this. So I sit in front of the camera for like 5 minutes with it recording, and then just go for it. And after that, it's all about editing.
Yeah, that's fair. So for me, I live here, so I don't really have to travel.
I know it's weird. He's never late except for when.
Yeah, I've never been late to one recording. I'm going to give myself that credit.
That's good, because if it was me, I'd probably still be late to my own fucking.
Wait, you were. Wasn't he late to the live?
Oh, what he was live? Late to the live, yeah.
What live?
When we did over at the, was that cab?
Yeah,
bullshit, I brought the equipment.
Yeah,
how was I
the
late?
Last one there.
No, bullshit. I showed up. We were trying to get your attention for 45 minutes to hook the stuff up. Because I was not late for that.
You were.
It's bullshit.
By get my attention, you mean I'd been there for 45 minutes when you showed up with the equipment?
He says he showed this motherfucker. No. Can I or you want it?
Do it.
This motherfucker invites us to this fucking bar. I didn't know we were going into Bix's basement, but this cocksucker goes up to the bar, is buying drinks for everyone but me and you. Yeah,
did shots without us.
Doesn't fucking help us carry.
What the fuck?
Doesn't help us carry a goddamn thing in.
They were bought for me, by the way. I didn't buy any drinks.
Nobody cares.
Doesn't help us carry a goddamn.
Dude, that's serious party foul. What the fuck are you doing?
People are buying drinks for me. I can't be like, hey. He planned this whole thing. I had to go ask. Hey, where would you like us to set up?
Yes.
Because you didn't do shit. I still feel like you were late.
It was like sons of bitches. Fine. Okay. I was not late. Fuck you guys.
Well, since the recording started an hour and a half after it was supposed to, thanks to Fuzz.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, did he get
that? That was a nut shot.
Just nut shot at Sexy Santa with the ricochet. Sorry about that.
You spilled the whiskey.
That's a shot for me.
Oh, Lord. It's all going downhill.
Do you have to
be about to get
ass?
Violent in here, ladies and gentlemen?
I did it left-handed. I'm not left-handed.
Okay. Well, that's
except for masturbation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because everybody loves a stranger. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't do it left-handed.
Yeah. You got to work your phone.
I got to go to a kid's birthday party now. After this.
After we masturbate?
Why fuck did that come from?
I was going to say, why did you bring that up after talking about masturbating?
Oh, because he's covered in alcohol.
Like whiskey.
Because he smells like whiskey.
That was like very whiskey. Poorly timed, Fuzz. That was.
Wow. That shit. That? If that shit makes the tape, that's going to be interesting.
Ah.
Oh, I'm covered in whiskey.
I love it.
Not covered.
It's as if that makes it.
I think I have to leave it in just because he's claiming that I was late. And that motherfucker, I was not late. That's
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
damn
my
it.
God.
Yeah, damn eat that one, Fuzz. Anyway, okay. Back to anyway, back so I live here. So I come out to the
where
garage.
We were at.
I did too.
Yeah, so my.
That's how it works.
My routine's pretty simple. I wake up, text the bros, you know, make sure everyone's still good on the time, come out. You know, start picking up the garage. Bix shows up. He helps me pick up the
garage.
Don't
forget, you and it's someone grab ice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, yes, and it's usually like, someone grab ice.
It's like a religion.
Yeah, because I don't know how I always freaking forget that. But it's like I order breakfast pizza, I get other stuff for us, and I always fucking forget ice.
I ate almost all the breakfast pizza this time.
Whoop, and I can't make the jar to save my life.
The whiskey. It fucked you up.
Weird about it was like, I actually ate a full dinner last night, but when I got here, that breakfast pizza was just calling my name.
Oh, it smacked.
I pounded breakfast that pizza. Bitch.
Nobody told me about this shit.
It's there's still
there,
one so. Or two okay. left.
Yeah. My bad.
I got Arby's sitting over here, too. So
that's nice. True. That's true. But yeah, anyway, so I come in, we pick up, I let the dogs out and stuff because, you know, we know that. Because they always try to bust into the garage when we're recording if they're outside.
Who?
And, like, that side door warps seasonally.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
I'll allow it. That's, yeah, okay. But, yeah, and then it just kind of melds into the group so deal where dumb. We just kind of bullshit so on mic dumb. For, like, 10 minutes. Absolutely we are.
No, because he made the who joke. I barely heard him, but I was
but I heard him on the second because he looked dead in my eye.
Here's the thing, though. I was about to make the joke, and I barely caught him, and I was like, I'm going to let Fuzz take this one for once.
All right, we beat the shit out of that one. Let's move on.
Move on.
Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was just still the first question.
Still the first question.
Oh, my God.
Now you see what I mean.
We edit these
things. Now this is going to be a three-hour episode.
To be continued next week on Drinking Team Assembled.